Let's read John chapter 20, verse number 11. This is actually on the day of the resurrection. It's Mary Magdalene, who Jesus had performed quite a miracle. He cast out seven demons, the word tells us, from her. And she goes to the tomb on the morning of the resurrection. She, of course, does not know that it has happened yet. And this is what we will read. So it says, "But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping, and whom are you seeking?' She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' And Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' And she turned and said to him, 'Rabboni,' which is to say, 'Teacher.'" And we'll stop right there. So what we have here is Mary goes to the tomb, and the tomb is empty, and she sees it, and she's very, she doesn't understand what's going on. He was there, and now he's gone. She thinks somebody has taken the body of Jesus. And it just strikes me as I read this that this situation happens to us very often. Not that we find a resurrected tomb. No, that does not happen to us. But the confusion that surrounds Mary actually does happen to us very often. The misunderstanding of what's going on in Mary's mind, this is something that we can all relate to because probably it's happened to us sometime in our life. Now think about it. The resurrection has happened. The greatest victory of all time has happened. This resurrection will change the world. God has set in motion something that is going to affect all of mankind forever. Jesus now has torn the veil. Which means that our access to God has now gone from very, very restricted to very, very open. We can all go before God anytime we want. It's almost so accessible that we take it for granted. That all happened because of what's going on here this morning. The resurrection happened, and now the world has changed. Salvation is now available to all of us. The forgiveness of sins is available to all of us because Jesus died. Death was the price for sin. He paid the price for sin, as has been sung this morning. And now we have salvation. We have the ability to have salvation. We have the ability to believe. We have the ability to accept. We have that now. And it's all because of what's going on this day. This should be great. This should be joyous. This should be so happy. This should be a time of elation. But instead, because Mary doesn't quite understand it, she's crying. She's crying. She doesn't get what's going on. She doesn't get the significance. She doesn't get what God's doing in her life and in the lives of others. And because of that, she's crying. And this happens to us very often. We're in the middle of a situation, and because our minds are so small and we don't understand very well and we can't imagine what God is doing in our lives, sometimes we mistake God's movement in our life for something that's overwhelming and we don't get it, and we might be sad, we might be confused, we might even be angry at God at times. But yet God behind the scenes is often working something much more powerful, much more complete. Something much better for us than we could ever imagine. And we see that that's going on here in Mary's life too. And it will go on in the other disciples, the other followers of Christ. And this is often the feeling that we get. And maybe some of you are in that feeling right now. You're in a time of your life where you're just a little unsettled and you're not sure what God is doing, and you're interpreting it as a negative thing. You're interpreting as this situation is bad, it's really bad, it's something to be sorrowful about, it's something to be sad about. But yet God might be working something miraculous behind the scenes for you. Because God tells us in His Word that He has a good plan for us. He has something good, He has something, He wants to bring us to a good place. And we have to trust in Him, even though we might not understand the situation that is in front of us. God has a better plan for us. God has a good plan for us. And this happens throughout the life of Jesus. He even tells His disciples in an earlier time of His life, He says, "It's good for me to go away. I'm going to go away. I'm going to leave. And He's referring to His death. I'm going to have to go. You guys aren't going to be able to be with me." And they begin to be sad about that. And it's the same principle. They don't quite understand what God's doing in their lives. And because of that, they become sad. They get down. They're not necessarily sure what the future holds. They like things the way they are. Jesus is with us. What could be better than that? That's great. Well, we don't want that to change. And we as humans are very resistant to change often. We don't want things to change. We like things the way they are. Jesus, you just stick around. There was even a time Peter rebuked him and rebuked Jesus and says, "Jesus, no, don't say those kinds of things." Because we can often, if we don't understand what's going on, what God is doing, sometimes we're very resistant to go along with it. Sometimes we're very resistant to actually be a part of it. We'll actually maybe even resist God. "I don't want that in my life, God. I don't want you to do that in my life. This is not what I need. I like the way it is now. I don't understand it, so I'm not going to accept it. I don't understand it, so I'm going to fight against it. I don't get it, so I don't want it." And many times that's human nature. But all the while, we have a good God in the background, and he's working things out behind the scenes very often, and we don't quite understand, and it's to bring us to a good place. He told the disciples, he says, "I'm going to send you a helper, and he's going to be with you all the time. I could be with you. I could be with you when I'm physically here. I could be in one place and one time. I can't be with everybody all the time." He was going to change. He was going to change the way he communicates with people. He was going to send the Holy Spirit to indwell in us. And the disciples, because they didn't understand that, they were sad. And this kind of thing happens in our life. Sometimes we don't understand. This is one example of this. As many of you know, I had lost my job about 6 months ago. It was actually more than 6 months, probably about 9 months ago, that I lost my job. And this was a devastating thing. I had been there for 27 years. It's all I knew. It was my first job out of college. And that was really all I knew. It was kind of automatic pilot. I would just get in the car and I would appear at work. I wouldn't even know, you know, just go. And now things had changed. Everything was different. I was in this state of there was an upheaval in my life. So there, you know, things that were stable were now unstable. Things that were, and I'm thinking at this, and I'm not understanding God's plan in my life. I don't get it. God, I thought you had taken me. He had taken me through 19 different layoffs. There were 19 different layoffs that had affected my group, and I thought, "Oh, I'm going to be secure forever here. God's going to take care of me." Every single time there's a new layoff, because the industry was in trouble for a very long time. It was actually a very unhealthy atmosphere, but that's all I knew. And so I was thinking, "Okay, I'm going to retire there." And then all of a sudden, one day, God changed all of that, and I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. And then time goes on, and God was actually quite amazing in the whole thing. He allowed me, there was this time when I was still on the payroll but not allowed to go back into work, and that's just the way Illinois handles a certain law. And so there was a 9-week period, and 9 weeks and one day God gives me an offer. But through the 9 weeks, I was concerned. Through the 9 weeks, I was really worried. Through the 9 weeks, I was shaken a little bit. And maybe even more. That's all I knew. It was a massive change, and I'm okay with change usually, but this was big. This was much bigger than even is okay for me. And God allowed me to get something better. And I would have never moved from that job. I would have never moved unless God did something in such a dramatic way. I would have stayed there forever. It was not a healthy environment. I see that it was not a healthy environment. Now I'm in a healthy environment. It looked normal to me. It looked like something that was supposed to be that way, but now I see it's not supposed to be that way. It was a very unhealthy environment, a very toxic environment. Everything was bad. And yet I considered it normal, and there was no way I was going to move out of that bad place unless God shook things up. And He did something which I didn't understand. And I was a little bit like Mary. What's going on, God? What's going on? I don't get it. And all the while, God's saying, I had a better plan for you. I have a better plan for you. I have something that you don't see. You don't understand my ways. You don't understand the way I do things. And I got something better for you. But in the middle of God doing that better plan and bringing us to the fruition of that better plan, sometimes there's a little uneasiness. Sometimes there's a little uneasiness, and many people might be in that very place right now. You might think that, you might wonder, why is this happening to me, God? Why am I in the middle of this situation? Why did this relationship fall apart? Why did that friend move? Why did I have this loss? Why? And God's in the background, and He's saying, I got a good plan for you. I got a good plan for you. I'll take care of you. I know the future. I know the future. You don't know the future, but I got something good. I got something good. It's in His Word. He tells us, He has a good plan for you. Just sit tight. Hang tight. I have something good. And we know that God can work all things together for good, for His purposes, to those who are called. We know He can bring something good out of even bad situations. You might remember that the Apostle Paul, he wrote so much of our New Testament. And actually, he wrote so much of our New Testament from prison. He wrote so much of our New Testament from prison. From the casual observer on the outside, we would think that this is a horrible situation. Paul, the guy leading the charge of Christianity, making massive headway among people groups all around the then known world. Now he's in prison. Now he's incarcerated. He's not going to be able to get out anymore. This is a horrible situation. And then Paul says to one of the guards, hey, you got a pen and paper? Hey, you got a pen and paper? Oh. And then all of a sudden, we have the Bible. We have much of the New Testament, the things that affect us. Day in, day out, the very scriptures that you read, or you should be reading on a regular basis, are because Paul turned a bad situation into something amazing. God did this for him. And God has the same kind of plans and the same possibilities for us as well, that He can make something good out of something bad. And sometimes, before the resurrection happens, something has to die. In fact, all the time. I think that's a given. It's axiomatic. That before the resurrection, something has to die. And many of us don't like the death process. Many of us don't like the death process. We resist it. We say, I don't want to go through that. So we fight against it. And we kick against it, and we try and do everything to avoid it, but before there's a resurrection, there has to be a death. And sometimes we just might have to let go of something in our lives, something that's not good. I had to let go of my job. Of course, it was ripped away from me. I didn't have to let go of anything. It was ripped away from me. And sometimes God has to do that. And other times, He asks us to make the decision. Will you let this thing go? Will you let that relationship go? Will you let that job go? Will you let that opportunity pass you by? Will you let it pass you by? I remember, and I've told this story before, it just comes to my mind, that there was, when the housing market was booming, there was an opportunity to purchase condos. And it's not a small purchase, but the deal looks so good. I mean, it was this incredible deal where they were gonna pay rent and get a renter for like 3 years. It was just this amazing deal. Absolutely amazing. And when we prayed about it, because we actually pray about those decisions, we felt God saying, don't do it. And it was like, God, are you sure you understand the economics of this? This is a fantastic deal. This is a deal too good to pass up, God. You know, it doesn't make sense what you're leading us to do. And our friends were jumping in, and they were all happy about it. And we were all like, oh man, we're messing this up. We're missing the opportunity. And then a couple years later, the housing market crashed. And everything that looked so great was a disaster then. It was a disaster. It was horrible. And we didn't understand what God was saying, but God said it and we followed it and we seen why. He understood the future. In the moment, we were like, you don't get it. This doesn't make sense, God. And He says, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to understand everything. Just follow me and I'll take care of it. And that's exactly what He did. He will take care of us. We have to let things die every once in a while. There was this golden opportunity and we had to let it die. We had to let it go. We had to let it pass us. And God says, I'll resurrect something. I'll resurrect something better. I'll give you something better. Something that you don't quite understand yet, but I'll give you something better. Because that's our God. He has something better for us, even if it doesn't look good. And sometimes we just have to take a step of faith. Sometimes we have to leave our old life behind. We have to leave even good things behind to follow Christ. Sometimes you might even have to give up a Sunday morning every once in a while so you could come to church. Sometimes you might have to leave things behind to get something better that God has for you. Sometimes you just have to take that step of faith. Many of you who are older might remember an old movie. It was one of the first Indiana Jones movies where he comes to this one place. He has to cross this big cavern. There's no walkway. And he looks around and he says, I know I got to get there. And he says, I'm just going to take this step of faith. And he steps out and there's a walkway that appears. And this is often the way it is with God. We just have to take a step of faith. And at least in our case, it's not blind faith. We know that the Bible gives us promises and we can stand on those promises. And we know that God will adhere to His Word because His Word lasts forever. His Word lasts forever and He will never fail. And we stand on His promises and we stand on His Word. And we know that He has something better for us. We don't want to abort the resurrection process. We want to submit ourselves to God and just throw ourselves in abandonment to who He is. If you're on that place of deciding whether you should commit yourself more fully to Christ, jump in. Even if it requires you to give up something, trust that God has something good for you. He sent His Son to die for you. The Bible tells us that if God did not spare His only Son, what is it that He won't do for you? He has a good plan for you, even if you might not understand it every day of your life. He has a good plan. He has a plan to bring you to a better place. He has the resurrection power that the Bible tells us is in us now. We have that same resurrection power in us. Even if it might be painful, For the short term, God has something better. Even if it might not be in this life, the next life, God's reward plan is so much better than we could ever imagine. We go for these reward plans all the time. The credit card tells us 1%, 2%, oh, 3%. This is fantastic. We get 3% of our gas purchases. God has a rewards plan that is much better than that. God has a rewards plan that's going to last you for eternity. It will not be matched. It will not be anything that you could even imagine. He has something better for you. What is your situation? Where are you at? What are you going through? What is causing you difficulty? What is causing you to be awake at night? What is causing you restlessness while you're awake? What is it? Ask God to show you what it is. And even if He doesn't, trust Him in what He is doing. Trust Him in what He's doing in your life. And let Him show you His power. Let Him show you that resurrection power. Let Him show you that He has something better for you, even if you don't quite understand it right now. Give yourself to God. Don't wait another day. Don't delay any longer. Today is the day of salvation. Let it be that day for you. In the name of God be praised. Let's bow our heads.